himself further, seeing himself as a leader, was in fact a troublemaker. The right wing was absolutely right about that. He was in fact a troublemaker. And he was a troublemaker that we should always be proud of, that we should understand he was no saint. He was someone that made the comfortable uncomfortable. He was one who inspired. But it wasn't that there were millions and millions of people on the streets. There were millions and millions of people that were inspired to support those that were in the streets. And in that sense, the movement was very much like other movements, including the movement in the 1930s that brought about the rebuilding of organized labor. And we've forgotten this. We've also forgotten that King and the Civil Rights Movement and others had to take on Democrats as well as Republicans. That if King and the SCLC and the other groups that follow the advice that has been given to us in this age of Obama, they would have been sitting home. They would have been waiting for Kennedy and then Johnson to do the right thing. Instead, what they did is that they were in the streets. They were pushing and pushing. And despite the advice of some people who said, no, no, we cannot push our friends, they said, no, 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 we have to push our friends. We can't sit back. And we seem to have lost these lessons. Organized labor has completely lost its lessons. In the age of Obama, instead of raising hell, instead of pushing the envelope, there has been too much assumption that you can do all of this within the Beltway, that you can do all of this on the basis of lobbying, that you can do all of this behind closed doors, rather than understanding that actually, yes, we do need boots on the ground. We do need disruption. We do need to get pushback. That we should not worry if the White House doesn't like what we are doing. In fact, we should take pride in the White House not liking what we're doing. We should be making them uncomfortable. They should be coming to us and saying, how can we come to an agreement, rather than us going to them on our knees, begging for an agreement. They should be coming to us. That's the kind of movement that we need to be building. As we gather here today, there's a gathering in Los Angeles. Convention of the AFL-CIO is coming together. Very, very important gathering, a gathering that's been organized quite differently than prior conventions. The question, though, is what, in fact, will come out of it. And I don't mean that sarcastically. That is a question that we have to look at. What will come out of it? And it would seem to me that there's four things that we need to say to the AFL-CIO. That we need to say to the unions that are still a change to win. That we need to say to the unions that have gone independent. One is that we need a completely different vision of unionism for the 21st century. We need a vision that links together economic justice and unions. There are too many people in this country, and I run across them all the time, that do not look at unions as the solution to economic injustice. They look at us as a lobby. They look at us as good for our members, but not necessarily good for everyone else. Until we resolve that, until we seal that chasm, we have no future. A vision for a labor movement is a vision for unions, for worker centers, for other organizations that are fighting on behalf of working class people for economic and social justice. The second thing we need to say to the AFL-CIO, to SEIE, to others, rely on your members, educate your members. Empower your members. The members are not playthings. They're not simply something to people to notify about a demonstration. The unions are their organization. So let's make sure that that plays out in reality. That means talking with our members about the real issues that are going on. It means talking about why workers are getting the rear ends kicked from one end of this country to the other. It means talking about immigration. It means talking about global injustice. It means encouraging debates rather than running from them. Members. If we don't have our members, we have nothing. The third thing, solidarity. I've said recently, I think I'm going to stop singing Solidarity Forever, because I don't think most of the union movement believes it. It's a great song, but it means nothing if we have this constant rage by one union after another. You know, Burger King against McDonald's. I mean, that's all that it ends up being. Who can grab more customers, rather than how are we actually coming together, both within the union